I want to go back to the chapter which has been before us. Second Kings 4. At the end of verse 23. It is well. And then in verse 26. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well, or it is peace. And I want to apply this on a personal level. In the marital situation, and with the children, and with our families. Thee, as we know in our Old English, is singular. And the question posed as to that woman was, is it well with thee? And brothers and sisters, we need to get right with God first and foremost with ourselves. We need to keep short accounts with God. We need to be prepared by what we've been considering today to be able and to be ready in whatever circumstances of life, that we have that relationship and that practical reliance on God and on the Lord Jesus, so that no matter what life throws at us, no matter what Satan throws at us, no matter what God might allow, that we can say it is well. Because God is in complete control of all things. He does according to his own will in the army of heaven and on earth. And we had this three times today. It's divine. Three times. It fell on a day. It fell on a day. It fell on a day. We need to see, beloved, that God is in complete control. I was thinking of a way to illustrate this. I was thinking of a man, and we're going back to the 1800s. He lost a son at 4 years old. He had property along Lake Michigan and in the Great Fire of Chicago. His assets were totally wiped out, zeroed. And he was under a good deal of pressure, and the Lord so ordered circumstances that a couple of years later he was preparing to go to England with his wife and with his four surviving daughters. And there were plans laid to cross the Atlantic by ship. At the last moment, something cropped up in his circumstances, and he couldn't go. He sent his wife on ahead with his daughters, and that ship sank. It was before the telephone or the mobile phone, or all these modern means of communication. The only thing in those days was a telegram. The telegram message came through. Saved. Saved. What that must have meant to him, from his wife, to say saved. And then the next word, saved alone. His children were gone, but his wife survived. She'd been standing on the deck as the ship was going down. She'd been observed with her little child in her arms until the force of the wave snatched it out of her arms and they were separated. And she was washed up somehow or other. She lost consciousness and a plank was washed under her, and she was rescued. First she didn't want even to live anymore, but then she realized God has left me here for a purpose. And so that husband, when he heard this news, of course, he got on the first ship he could to go to England to join his wife. On the journey, at a particular juncture, the captain called him up to the deck. And he had the charts there on the bridge. And he said, as far as I can see from these charts, we're right over the spot where the ship went down and where your daughters have perished. That man went back to his cabin and he wrote these words: when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. But the point is, could he have endured such circumstances? Could he have written a hymn which God has used throughout the decades to be so strengthening to others? Could he have done that if he had not soul experience with God? And we need to be prepared. He was a modern day Job. And look at Job. You know, the Lord's given, the Lord's taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. And we're not talking about things that are outside the reach of any of us. And I don't want to prophesy doom and gloom. And I know there are a lot of young people here. But we do not know what circumstances in life are going to bring. We don't know what's round the corner. We don't know what's next door. Look at this. The woman, her most precious thing, her child, her boy. Look at the time of year, the most prosperous time of the year when the reapers were out. It was the time of harvest. Look at the time of day. It was noon. The sun at its noonday strength. When everything was at its best, the blow came. So, beloved, we need to be prepared and we need to walk with God and we need to see something of the reality of Christian experience in our life. I remember another occasion I spoke in a certain place and I spoke on the priestly support and the priestly ministry of the Lord in Hebrews. You don't know how you take up certain subjects. Before the end of the following week, we learned of a car accident in which a husband was cruelly separated from his wife by death, head-on collision. And she was left to pick up the pieces to try and resuscitate her husband and their child, their only child, their first child, crying on the back seat. You see, These are things that confront real people and real Christians in the real world. And we could detail many, many others. And the situation is, if we as parents face the loss of a child or a severe illness or a reversal of fortune or whatever might come our way, can we be like this woman? Can we have great faith, spiritual intelligence, trust? Do we know how to go to the Lord Jesus?